وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك، جزاك الله أحسن الجزاء حضرة مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and blessings on you. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Lan tanalul birra hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International. Today we'll be discussing the life story of Hazrat Sayyidina Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala an. His name was Mus'ab, his kunniyat was Abu Muhammad, his father was Umayr, and his mother's name was Hannas bint Malik. Hazrat Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very handsome young man of Makkah Mukarramah. He was born from a wealthy family and was brought up in a life of opulence. He used to wear the best clothes and apply the most appealing perfumes of the time. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to speak about him, he would say, "There is no one in Makkah Mukarramah who is more handsome, well-dressed and opulent than Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala an." Together with external beauty, sound taste and a sensitive disposition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a very pure heart. And so it did not take long for Tawheed to make him abhor shirk and polytheism, bring him to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and include him amongst his devoted followers. It was a time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had sought refuge in the house of Arqam ibn Abi Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the land of Makkah Mukarramah had become constricted for the Muslims. Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu continued coming secretly to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but his secret was soon exposed and his mother and family members began persecuting him. He who was firm on Tawheed was issued with a verdict of solitary confinement by the court of polytheism. Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu bore the hardships of imprisonment for some time, but the bitter life of confinement forced him to leave his homeland and join those who sought a life of peace and tranquility in Abyssinia. This wealthy young man no longer desired fine and delicate garments, nor energizing and uplifting perfumes, nor was he bothered about worldly luxury and comfort. Just one spark of Tawheed caused him to totally disregard all the fleeting luxuries and effects of this temporary world. He remained in Abyssinia for some time and then returned to Makkah Mukarramah. The hardships of the emigration caused him to lose his attractiveness and handsomeness. His mother felt sorry at his pitiful condition and desisted from persecuting him. Islam had reached Medina Munawwara by this time, and a respectable section of Medina Munawwara had embraced Islam. The Muslims of Medina Munawwara requested Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to send someone to teach and educate them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's insight, which could identify different abilities in different people, settled on Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. After giving him a few words of valuable advice, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam dispatched him to Medina Munawwara. On reaching Medina Munawwara, Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu settled in the house of Hazrat As'ad ibn Zurara radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He then went from house to house, imparting the knowledge of the Quran and spreading the message of Islam. A large group of adherents to Islam was prepared through his efforts. Hazrat Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was extremely intelligent and eloquent. These qualities of his can be gauged from the speed with which Islam spread to Medina Munawwara. He had memorized the Quran, which was revealed till then. It was he who initiated the Jummah Salah in Medina Munawwara, and he was the first Imam. He possessed lofty character. The oppression and torments which he had to suffer made him an embodiment of fortitude. The solitary times in Abyssinia taught him the valuable lessons of hard labor, independence and resilience, and how to achieve his objectives even when living amongst enemy. This is the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed him for the important responsibilities of teaching, educating, and training the new Muslims. He was very sensitive by nature. Before embracing Islam, he used to wear the best clothes and apply the most expensive perfumes. Hazrami shoes, which in those times were utilized only by people of authority, were worn by him on a daily basis. But when he was blessed with the treasure of Islam, the drink of Tawheed had so intoxicated him that he forgot all his past formalities. He came before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one occasion with just one piece of leather covering him, and that too, it had several patches on it. When the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum saw him, they all lowered their heads, taking admonition from his appearance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the world and all those who hanker after it ought to change their conditions." He was a youngster who was matchless in Makkah Mukarramah in his opulent ways. But the desire for righteousness and love for Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has caused him to renounce everything. Subhanallah, look at the lofty words of praise which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatest teacher, is giving in testimony to his student. Can there be any greater honor for Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala an? This is the bounty of Allah Ta'ala, which He bestows on whomever He wills. He achieved the honor of Shahadat in martyrdom in the year 3 Hijri in the Battle of Uhud. During those days of poverty, the martyrs of Islam did not even have sufficient shrouds, sufficient kafans. There was just one sheet on Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala's body. It was so small that when his head was covered, his feet became exposed. And when his feet were covered, his head became exposed. Eventually, the sheet was used to cover his head and grass was used to cover his feet. Allahu Akbar. May Allah ta'ala be pleased with him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminate his grave. We now go on to the discussion of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an, a very, very prominent Sahabi who hosted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Medina Munawwara. His name was Khalid. His kunniyat was Abu Ayyub. His father was Zayd. He was from the Najjar family of the Khazraj tribe. He was a leader of this family. Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu was from among those selected seniors of Medina Munawwara who pledged allegiance at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the pass in the valley of Aqaba. When he returned to Medina Munawwara with the treasure of Iman, His magnanimous nature did not allow him to restrict this treasure to himself, and so he invited his family, relatives, friends, and beloveds to Iman, and brought his wife within the circle of Islam. Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu had the honor of hosting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived in his house for about 6 months. Like the other senior Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all the battles. He did not lag behind in a single battle. From among all his excellent qualities, he possessed three distinguishing qualities. Number one was the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enthusiasm for Iman, and speaking out the truth. His love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was repeatedly displayed when he hosted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his house. His enthusiasm for Iman did not permit him to be deprived of participating in a single battle. At the age of 80, he proceeded via Egypt, crossed the ocean, and knocked on the walls of Constantinople, which is present-day Istanbul, for the sake of raising the mighty word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was very vociferous in speaking out the truth, and the awe and intimidation of the government did not prevent him from doing so. On one occasion, the governor of Egypt, Uqba bin Amir Juhani radiallahu ta'ala an, who was a Sahabi himself, was delayed for the Maghrib Salah. So Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood up and said, "O Uqba, what type of Salah is this? Ma hadha salatu ya Uqba?" Hazrat Uqba radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "I was busy with some work and got delayed." He said, "You are a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By your action, people will think that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform salah at this time, whereas he emphasized hastening in performing the Maghrib salah." He was with Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the year 51 Hijri in the Battle of Constantinople. He fell ill there, passed away, and was buried there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him. These were the momentous sacrifices of the Sahaba kiram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. They left their lives of opulence. They dedicated themselves to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were committed to the love of Allah and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And their focus was on the pleasure of Allah in the year after. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill these qualities in us. آمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.